الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Yesterday we discussed that the real life is the life of the Akhirat. Dunya's life is a temporary life. The eternal life is the life of the Akhirat. This dunya's life, in a sense, is an artificial life. It's just like a dream. And the real life is the life of Akhirat. This dunya's life is a preparation for the Akhirat. It is not an object in its own, but it is a preparation. It is a life of trials and imtihanat. Here we have been tested, the results will come out in the Akhirat. So with regard to that, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained that when a person goes to the Akhirat, there are one of three conditions in which every person will go to the Akhirat. And this is a concern that all of us have to have all the time, and this is the major concern, that how our mort will come. We have to live our life so that we get a good mort, and everything hinges on how our mort comes, and that should be our biggest worry, more than our ma'ash, our rosy, which is also important to earn our rosy in a halal, correct way, more than our health, more than our welfare in dunya, whatever else, but how my mort is going to come. And consequently, we have to be concerned of our families, all our associates, and all people around us, connected with us, for everyone, the whole of humanity, we must have this concern, that how our mort will come. So our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, there are three conditions in which a person's mort can come. The one is, I will start from here, that is, that a person, Allah protect us all, save us all completely, if he dies without Iman. Okay, whether we lived with Iman in our lives, or whole life also we didn't have Iman, but at the time of mort, how our mort comes. If it unfortunately, may Allah protect us, that if our mort has to come without Iman, then a person has to go to the fire of Jahannam, and the worst type of punishments which we cannot even ever imagine. Ulama have written, this whole world's difficulties and hardships are not equal to one bit of the difficulties and hardship of Akhirat, of Qabr, of Jahannam, the day of Qiyamah. It is most, most severe. And all that depends on Iman. Allah gave us our Iman free of charge. It is for us to look after it, how much we can. And in that we have to beg Allah Ta'ala. All the time we have to beg Allah for His mercy. Allah is most merciful. He has ordered us through His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if you give a present to somebody, don't take it back from that person. Allah gave us this Iman as a present. And we just hope from Allah and beg of Him. Allah is the most gracious, the most kind, that He doesn't take this present, this gift of Iman, away from us. We have to work harder and harder on it. And we make dua for the whole of humanity, for all of men and jinn also, that they all also get have Iman, and that everyone dies with Iman and with perfect Iman. So this dua also, and how much effort we can make, wherever we have the opportunity to make effort, that every person gets this Iman. So may Allah save us all from that, that our mort comes in a state of Iman. The second condition Hazrat explained is that a person dies with Iman, but he has got sins, gunas upon him. That is, a person will eventually go to Jannat, but if Allah does not forgive him, and then he has to go to Jahannam, even if it is for a split second, even if a person is just dipped in Jahannam and taken out, we cannot comprehend it, how terrible it will be. So, and Allah has been so kind, He is our Rabb, He is Ghafoorul Rahim, Ghafoorul Haleem, Ghafoorul Shakur, Ghafoorul Wadood. Allah is Afuun, Tuhibbul Afwa. Allah is Ghafir, Ghaffar, Ghafoor. Allah is most merciful. We just ask Him for forgiveness, and we fulfill the conditions, the basic elementary conditions, and Allah Ta'ala forgives us. Allah loves to forgive. when we also forgive one another for any wrong somebody has done to us, Allah loves that also. And Allah commands us also through His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, somebody asks you for maafi, make the person maaf. And on our own, daily we should try and make sleep in a condition that our heart is clear. We have forgiven everyone. And a person who learns to forgive lives with peace within himself first. And with everyone else is at peace. But a person who doesn't forgive, wants to take revenge, he himself is in a turmoil all the time. And with other people he has got problems. But the person who forgives, that person lives peaceful. And so Allah loves to forgive. We forgive, Allah loves. So we should also try and forgive and beg of Allah for His forgiveness. And daily, there shouldn't be actually, though it's not practical, all the time we should be asking Allah for forgiveness. We are faltering all the time. We made namaz now, we made zikr. How much of our mind and thoughts was in our zikr, in our namaz, etc. So we have to be asking for forgiveness all the time. And we are involved in open sin also. And so many sins of thinking bad about people, backbiting about people, carrying tales about people, and all these are kabair, are major sins. So how lot of tawbah istighfar is. So if a person dies but was gunas, he did not make tawbah, Allah does not forgive him, that person will also have to suffer the consequences, though for some time only, and then he will be put into Jannah. And the third condition, that a person's maut comes, that he's got his iman, and today we have to be concerned, have I got the right iman also? Today there are so many brands of iman also. And fear, shaitan is making direct attack on our iman today. And the name of iman may remain, but actually in the content of iman, is it iman? And we have the correct iman, how much yaqeen, how much conviction have we got on that also? And we are being tested all the time on that also. So we have the correct iman, we make tawbah also, and we die without guna. That is fawz-e kabir. That is the great success. That is the greatest of success, that a person dies like that. He goes directly into the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. He gets all the enjoyments of the qabr. On the day of Qiyamah, he is at peace. No problem, no worry about anything. And he goes into Jannah and the high, high stages of Jannah. So we, in this worldly life, that is a concern we must have for ourselves, for all our family members, all our town people, the madrasa people, khalqa people, the whole ummah, and all of mankind, that we die with iman, and we die having all made tawbah, and Allah is our Allah. Be so kind, if Allah was touched, that if you made guna, no way, you have to pay for it. And what should be our condition? But Allah has given us tawbah and istighfar. That we make tawbah and istighfar, and the doors of tawbah and istighfar are open for every person until the throes of death, sakarat, overtakes him. When he sees now the things of akhirat, then the doors of tawbah close for that person. And for whole of mankind, when the signs of qiyamah will be clear, then the doors of tawbah will be closed. Up to that time, the doors of tawbah are wide open. And anyone can come into the court of Allah and ask for forgiveness, Allah forgives that person. So Allah Ta'ala make it that we get completely, whole of humanity get saved from a death without iman. And also from a death with gunas also, Allah save us all. And Allah give us all that maut, that we have got iman khalis, true iman, and no gunas we have got. We made tawbah from all our gunas, and Allah takes us in that way. That is the real fustu wa rabbil ka'bah. That is when a person will really realize that I have become successful. May Allah give us all tawfiq and have this concern and worry, and for that we are in this dunya, and to prepare for our akhirat. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.